We're in the building with Andy Aloe, very sweet, very fine young lady. Now, let's talk about your music. Let's talk about who's your influences.
Well, I love Nina Simone. That's one of my favorite artists. My influences have changed a lot since going on tour because Prince actually opened my eyes to Sly and the Family Stone and like Tower of Power. And these were artists I'd heard of, but I just never like really sat with their music and listened to it. And so we would sit and he would just play me all this music. And it was just input
nice.
Of a history of amazing, amazing music. Or James Brown.
Right.
Jimi Hendrix. You know, I just never sat down and listened to these amazing artists who had contributed so much. And so I would say those people are now, have influenced my music now a lot more than, say, I used to listen to a lot of Floetry or Nina Simone and, you know, kind of like the old school R&B artists. So
Too Short.
Right.
Ice Cube.
Love. Are you kidding?
No.
Today was a good day.
Hey, give me a high five, girl. See?
I love Miss Ice Cube, man.
No, you know what, though? That's deep because he's opening your eyes to, like, I mean, that's when music was real. Yeah. And, like, people go out there, you know what I mean? And they wouldn't really even, like, Jimi Hendrix wouldn't even tune his guitar. He'd just go out there and just show out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's good. You're getting the good stuff. Now, who is in your CD player right now? If I went out to your car and push play, what would I hear?
Bette Davis.
Wow, you're deep. We're in the building with Andy Aloe. She is talking about her music career, her career, and also Prince's career, stuff that he's turned on to as far as new music that's really old.
I can't even be serious.
So when can we get a sample of some stuff?
I have some samples for you guys.
Okay. So is it copyrighted? I mean, could a brother... I mean, I'm not going to steal your stuff. I just might need to...
You are.
Yeah, I am.
You are. Okay. You already have a site set up and
going,
everything.
It's going down. Me and Andy Aloe's music. That's what it's called. It's a ghetto site, too. It's just me standing there with your CD.
Right.
Just like this. What's next? I mean, could we get, like, I mean, is it going to be, like, is this real? Like, are you really going to hit them, like, with an album and a whole career? Because you see this all the time. People say they're going to come out, and we don't hear from them anymore, whether they're good or not. Mm. Do you feel positive about the whole situation?
As opposed to?
To not knowing how the world is going to accept you as far as, because that's always a thing. Mm. Like, I know a lot of artists, they're like, man, I don't know if anybody's going to, you know, accept me or if they're going to understand my music. Or do you feel like that at all? You just know that you're about to bring it.
Yeah.
You know you're about to bring it. How long have you been singing?
Since I was little. Okay. I mean, I started writing first and then started singing from there. So forever.
Okay.
Really. I mean, I think for my first record, Unfresh, and up until now, I've had really supportive fans and supportive people who have just loved what I've done from the gate, you know. So that's never really been a concern. I think to each his own, some people are going to love it, some people are not.
That's right.
But, you know, I'm just happy to do what I love.
I love it, man. You are so, you're a sweetheart, too. You have a good sense of humor. Everybody's like, man, you're going to scare. I'm like, man, I don't scare women. I just make them laugh.
Yes, you do.
I do a little bit. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You're afraid a little taste?
Trust.
Don't be afraid of a beautiful black man, sweetie. That's all. I mean, you know, just because I got kicked out of Cub Scouts don't mean that I'm super gangster.
You look kinda gangster right now.
I do. Thank you. So when can we pick up the album? Or I know we're going to get a taste of it, but when is the album going to come out or whatever the case may be?
End of September.
Ah.
And I'm actually in an interesting position right now because I just had a really great meeting with Universal. And, you know what? I'm just weighing my options right now as far as distribution. So my first record I released independently. I'm not sure, you know, it's like, do I stay independent or do I, you know, work with a label to kind of maybe reach more people or, you know, I don't know. So, I mean, I'd love everyone's thoughts and, you know, get some input. But that's the position I'm in right now. It's very interesting.
Bidding wars. That's when you know, that's good. That's what you want.